Disney's Hocus Pocus 2 star Bette Midler slammed by moms for try breastfeeding tweet, insult to mothers everywhere. By Simon Kent on May 13, 2022. Left-wing Hollywood actor Bette Midler, star of Disney's upcoming Hocus Pocus 2, callously replied to a report explaining America's baby formula shortage by saying try breastfeeding. Midler was hammered and called out by hundreds of mothers, many of whom shared their breastfeeding horror stories, in response to her cruel and insensitive tweet. MSNBC host Stephanie Ruhle offered details about how the baby formula shortage reveals an amazing secret oligopoly. Midler's response to those desperately trying to feed their babies at a time of unparalleled shortages was called callous and out of touch. Try breastfeeding. It's free and available on demand, Midler said. The responses, many of them from mothers who'd struggled with breastfeeding their babies, were searing. Bette Midler later doubled down, lectured her followers who say their breast milk was inadequate. And she went so far as to suggest women use wet nurses, which essentially went out of practice over a century ago. Some mothers, many admitted fans of Midler's, had hoped her first tweet was a joke. But Midler doubled down, saying, "People are piling on because of former tweet. No shame if you can't breastfeed, but if you can and are somehow convinced that your own milk isn't as good as a scientifically researched product, that's something else again. The monopoly news is news to me, though, no lie. Hashtag wet nurses." That only invited more moms to call Midler out. Midler's rant comes as American families struggle to find formula. Many critics, so far, say President Joe Biden has failed to address the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Meanwhile, families are in full-on panic. Social media is flooded with photos like the ones below, showing empty shelves where formula once was. Midler is a mother of one. She has a daughter, actress Sophie von Hasselberg, who was born on November 14, 1986. She's also a committed Democratic Party backer, who never seems to miss an opportunity to push a left-wing agenda. That's what she made headlines for earlier this week when she urged women and girls to take a knee the next time the Star-Spangled Banner is played. Midler's missive came on the heels of protests in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's looming decision on Roe v. Wade. Now, it's Bette Midler, not conservatives, who's being accused of declaring a war on women. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.